The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the fourth chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and I ask the children come forward for the children's sermon.
Good morning. How many of you have ever gone fishing? Oh, bunches of you. Okay. Well, what do we need when we go fishing? What? A fishing pole. Hi. A fishing net. What else? Bait. What's on the end of our fishing pole? A hook, yes. Now, how many of you have ever been fishing in a boat? Oh, see, I can't either. That's a little... You have? Well, good. All right. Well, you know, today in our gospel, Jesus was walking along the lake, and he saw these fishermen. And they were putting their nets over the boat and everything. And do you remember what he told them? He told them, come with me, and I'm going to make you learn how to fish for men. Doesn't that sound nuts? How do you fish for a man? I bet they don't fit in the hook. No, I don't think so either. What do you think he meant? To go look for people who are sick, that's good. Because he wanted to heal them, right? Okay, is there anything else? How do you think we fish for men? He went to preach to men. But you know, he wanted them to also fish for men. So how were those disciples going to do that? What would they do? You know, when Jesus did this, he wanted the disciples to go and talk about him. Because after he died and he rose from the dead, what kind of thing do you think people can tell other people about God? What would you tell people about God and about Jesus? Would you tell them he loves them? Yes. And what else? What did Jesus do for us? He died for our sins. Hannah, what else? He loves us no matter what. That's a lot of good things to tell people about. And I think when Jesus told him to go be fishers of men, that's what he wanted them to do, is tell them about all those wonderful things that Jesus did for us, and that he loves us, he's always with us, and that he'll always be there. So let's pray. Dear Jesus, help us to always tell people about you. Amen. Quiet. All right, y'all can go back.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As I was going through the gospel, looking at it for this weekend, there were two verses that really stuck out for me. It's always amazing, and it's amazing to me, that you can read a passage a number of times, and each time you read it, you may see something new, something a little bit different in that scripture passage, something that strikes you wherever you are or wherever you are in that time period. The scripture speaks to us in so many and various ways that we don't always see it in the same light. And so what hit me this week was two verses, or particularly two verses. One is verse 20, where it says, immediately they left their nets and followed him. And verse 22, immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Immediately, what comes to mind when you think of the word immediately? Maybe it's as you're driving the car and something comes across the road in front of you and you stomp on the brake. You want that brake to work immediately, instantly. Or immediately, maybe thinking of putting microwave popcorn in the microwave rather than going through everything else to fix popcorn. It happens so much faster. Or getting fast food that you drive up, and once you give them your order and you drive up to the window, you get your food immediately, or at least that's the way it's supposed to happen. Immediately. If you are in a family and you have particularly small children, immediately doesn't happen too often. Can you go do something for me? The child says, in a minute, or wait a second, or can I finish this game first? Or to go somewhere. You can't just jump in the car and go somewhere immediately. You got to plan it out. You got to figure out, do I have extra diapers? Do I have extra clothes? Do I have baby formula? Do I have snacks for the kids? Do I have something for them to do while we're riding in the car? And then to buckle all those child carrier seats, and then to buckle the kids into the seat, and inevitably, once you're ready to go, one of the kids says, I need to go to the bathroom. Immediately doesn't always happen within families. A lot of times in the church, immediately doesn't happen either. An idea happens, a new ministry, a new project, something that needs to take place within the church. Well, the idea has to be floated out first, and then you need to get a committee together or a task force to get that, to figure it out. And then you need to talk about it for a while. And then you need more meetings to do some research. And then you need to come back and talk about the research. And then you need to have another meeting to finally decide what you're going to do. And you may have another meeting to rethink it. And then you finally have a meeting to decide what to do. And then you continue to have meetings until the project takes off. Immediately doesn't always happen within a church either. And so that's why that struck me here in our gospel lesson this morning. Immediately, they left their nets and followed him. Immediately, they left the boat and their father and followed him. What is it that caught the attention of those disciples to do it immediately? I mean, they were in the midst of their profession. They were out working. Could it be by what Jesus had been preaching? And they finally heard it. Jesus was just starting his ministry. He had moved from Nazareth to Capernaum. And he was taking that whole area of the Galilee, preaching to people, going into their synagogues, healing people. But he was preaching the message, repent, for the kingdom of God has come near. Repent, for the kingdom of God has come near. Maybe Simon and Andrew, James and John actually saw that kingdom coming near. They saw Jesus and they saw the kingdom of God. They saw him right there with them, saying, come, follow me. That kingdom of God has come near. They saw in Jesus what the Hebrew people had been waiting for hundreds of years, for that Messiah, for that Christ, for that Savior to come back into this world. And there they saw him. They saw Jesus, and they knew Jesus was the Messiah. The kingdom of God has come near. The kingdom of God comes near to us too. We see God working within our lives. Many of you have had medical ailments, and for a lot of you then, it seems there's been a miraculous cure. Doctors have gone in and said, let's take a look at it again. And it's the disease is gone. Or we see God interacting within our families of how God moves us and pulls us together and fixes the issues that maybe we have within our families or between friends or between neighbors. God is here with us. He guards us. He guides us. He protects us. He calls us into worship. He leads us in all sorts of ways, in various ways. That kingdom of God is here with us. So when the disciples saw Jesus and he said, come, follow me, and they saw that the kingdom of God was near, what is the first thing that you do? What's the first thing that you do? What Jesus was preaching was, repent, for the kingdom of God has come near. To repent, what do you think of when you think of repent? You think, well, I've done something wrong. I know I should do better. We fall on our knees. We pray for mercy. We say, I'm sorry, God. And we promise never to do it again. But repent actually has a deeper meaning than just that. Repent means to turn around, to change directions, to change directions in your life, to make it go the other way. And that's what the disciples did. They were fishing for fish. That was their direction in life. That was their vocation. That's what they did all day long. Fish for fish. But when Jesus walked by, they saw the kingdom of God. They repented and they changed their life. Rather than fishing for fish, now they were going to fish for people. We are called to repent. When we see that kingdom of God, when we actually hear that message, when we actually live it within ourselves, that the kingdom of God has come near, that we know God's presence is right there within our lives, we too are called to repent. We are called to repent and follow Jesus. The disciples did follow Jesus. They saw all the miraculous things that he was doing. As he was moving through this region of Galilee, he was teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. We too can follow God and we'll see amazing things. But we need to remember to follow God in all things that we do. We need to remember to follow Jesus as we're dealing with our family, or as we are interacting with our coworkers, our classmates. We need to follow Jesus when we make decisions. We make many, many decisions every single day. Some are small decisions, some are big decisions. But yet we still follow Jesus as we are deciding from everyday things. To remember that the kingdom of God is near. And so we follow it. We follow Jesus in that kingdom. In all things we do, we are called to repent, to change our ways and follow Jesus, to go in the direction of God, because the kingdom of God has come near. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.